Hi, and welcome to Rich Dreams Express.
Hi, I'm Tom Pauly.
And I'm Penelope Pauly. Rich Dreams Express is a podcast where we come to you every week and bring you questions and answers, inspiration, information about the Rich Dreams system, and we're glad you joined us. Today, we have a great question from Kevin. Here is Kevin's question. I use this process to find my wife. And this process, I think he means the Rich Dreams process.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I asked for everything except I left out quality of being affectionate. Also, wanted to list that she would be business-minded. On top of asking for that, she's a go-getter, what I have received. So if you asked for something and you got actually what you asked for, how do you ask for updates to be made to the person you already have? I hope this makes sense.
Yeah, get the 2.0, just, download it right there.
I think it's at the App Store, right? You just go to the App Store, just click download. I'm going to be honest. I love this question because I think he's being so open and honest about questions that people really, really have. How do I change the person I'm with, regardless of how you got that person into your life or how long they've been in your life? Having a relationship is about experiencing something where you have one perspective and the other person has a different perspective, and they're never going to be exactly what you want them to be. They're going to be human beings.
On the other hand, I absolutely hate this question because I have such trouble trying to give advice about relationships. I don't know why. I can't imagine the problem.
You could imagine marrying somebody that wasn't already affectionate
No,
with you.
I could not.
You couldn't imagine choosing someone that didn't already fit the bill.
I moved pretty slow in that direction. I mean, I went through a lot of prospects.
And some people are so anxious to have a partner in their life that they unfortunately fall into the trap that many, many, many people in our culture do, which is, well, they aren't quite where I want them. They're not exactly there, but once we're married, things will change.
I think all women feel that way constantly.
I think men feel that way too. Once we're married, she'll start cooking more. Good thing my husband didn't think that. Yeah. He knew that wasn't going to happen. But this is how life is. Nobody shows up exactly as you plan.
Yeah, I think you pointed out a while ago when we were just talking about this. It's not weird science. You can't take a Barbie doll out of the closet and stick some electrodes on it and zap, you get the woman of your dreams, you know? She's great in bed. She looks beautiful, a trophy wife. I mean, you know, we live in trophy wife heaven down here and real close to Newport Beach. And let me tell you, trophy wives aren't perfect either.
Well, there's a lot of divorces down here, too.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, well, they get to be the wife for about 10 years, and then they get the younger model. He does trade him in. Yeah, but you've got to be a billionaire to play that game. And most people would rather have a rewarding and a growing relationship with someone that cares about them. But my question is, if she's not the way you think she should be, are you the way she thinks you should be? I mean, like, most women don't enjoy having a guy stare at other women when they're out in public or call them on the phone or talk to them all. I mean, see, there's a certain protocol you have to go through in being remarried. You've got to change the bachelor ways. I know a guy who's on Facebook who married a beautiful woman. She's kind, sensitive, intelligent. And I see him all the time putting up beautiful models. He's a photographer, and then that's got something to do with it. And he writes these long stories about how he's interested in beauty and stuff, but it doesn't feel that way. It feels like he's not quite satisfied with what he has. And let me tell you, women pick up your feelings faster than you do. They know what you're thinking. They know where you're going. They've got a whole language. They talk to each other. It's called girl code.
You've decided it's called girl code. But there is a difference between what a woman and any person. This could be two women. It could be two men. Every person is in a relationship to get something out of it. And it isn't always exactly the same things you want to get out of it. And if you want to have a mutually beneficial, mutually fulfilling relationship, you've got to get on the same page as this person. And that isn't about getting an update. It's about sometimes you got to put yourself on the line and you have to make changes to yourself and you'll find change in the relationship. Because I'm going to be really honest with you, men, women, gay, straight, it doesn't matter. A relationship and your experience in it is only to do with you. It has nothing to do with the other person. It has to do with you. What you're seeing in yourself that's bothering you, what problems you have, what issues you're dealing with, that's what you see in the other person. That it's just a mirror. They're just reflecting to you what you need to work on about yourself.
And you can write those down. You can ask for things to be made known to you.
Be made known to you. I now know the lesson associated with this issue. I now know how to have more affection in my relationship. I have a mutually fulfilling relationship. I am happy in my marriage. I have a beautiful marriage. I have great sex. You can ask for that. I have great sex with my wife. And let me tell you, if you ask for the things that you really want, always, don't put a name on there. Because if it's something that you're supposed to do next, maybe it's somebody different. And that is a possibility in the world. It doesn't mean you're a horrible person. It doesn't mean she's a horrible person. Nobody's a horrible person. We're all here to grow and learn. That's what we're here to do, is grow and learn.
I know a few horrible people. Should I mention that?
No. I don't think that anyone, most people don't intend to be horrible.
I'm kidding.
But you have to put yourself out there too, Kevin. You've got to talk about it. Bring it up. What can I do to make, you know, so that our relationship can be more affectionate? Is there something that I can do? Because, you know, you got to take responsibility. It's your life. And you invited her in. And you may have seen the little check marks off your list. But there's also a reason you married her, and it's probably more than check boxes.
Yeah, you know, the reason you married her, yeah, that goes back to a basic point. God put you together for a reason. You're giving him credit. You're saying, I wrote down to find it, and this is what I got. Well, why do you think you got that? Because you wrote a few words, and you created this woman? We already went over that. No, you didn't. It's because you asked God for the woman that was right for you, that was correct for you at this time. And that's this one. You got to find out and grow. We're in this life to grow and learn. That's all. That's all we're here for. We're not here to accumulate money or find the most beautiful woman in the world, the most perfect woman. That's not what we're here for. We're here to grow and learn. And that's where your benefit is. That's where you can become so satisfied and so happy and so fulfilled. Figure out what the situation is. Work through it. Ask your questions. Write down again what you want in your marriage, not in the right marriage. Don't look at it as though you're trying to find somebody new and replace this one. Just write down what you want. She's still the same person you fell in love with, you know? And she probably hasn't moved as much as you have. That's the way it works.
And she may be as frustrated as you and not being able to express it. And, you know, so there's also that next level that if you got to get help, get help. Go find somebody to talk to. It's not taboo. It's not a bad thing. It's fine. It doesn't have to be anybody else's business but your own. I had a lot of friends that you go through. Life is a long time to be with a partner. And sometimes there's ups and sometimes there's down. And that's why the words are for better or for worse. Not for all the good times and then the other one, we're out of here. No, you work through things. And let me tell you, the experience of working through it will be so fulfilling for you. Such a growth experience for you. I have some very dear friends who had a really rough time and they went through counseling and fell back in love all over again. Like it was the first time they met. Very strong relationship even today. You know, you got to put yourself out there. You got to engage in this and really take credit for owning that this relationship is in your life for a reason, to find out more about yourself and to grow and learn and become an even stronger, more vibrant person. You can do it.
Hope it helps.
I know you can. Everybody have a wonderful week, and we will see you next time.
Good luck and great adventures.